to start, I would like to thank our fans. I know this hasn't been easy, and the results aren't what we all want, but their passion, their support is unmatched, and I can't thank them enough. I'm extremely appreciative to both George and Ted for their continued support. This is not something I take for granted, and I'm going to continue to do everything in my power to get the best staff, coaches, and players in place to make this city proud. This is a difficult day. Early this morning, I informed Coach Fox that we were going to head in a different direction. Shortly after, he addressed his staff and the team. I have the utmost respect for Coach Fox. He's a great friend, and I want to thank him for the last 3 years as our head coach. He poured everything he had into the Bears, and he's been a tremendous force in changing the culture and the mentality in this building. He helps set the foundation for this organization to go to new heights. However, in the end, where we stand today, the results on the field over the last three seasons simply isn't good enough. I understand those results are also a reflection on me. I have to do a better job. But as I stand here today and I look at where we're heading, there's sincere optimism. You look back at this time last year, we had major questions. We had major questions at the most important position on our team, quarterback. We were aggressive in our approach to address that position, and we couldn't be happier in the direction that it's heading. It's on us to continue to surround our young quarterback with the talent he needs to succeed. We must continue to add to our young core, steadily develop the players on our roster, and build upon the foundation we already have. Our impact starters are mostly younger players, and we must build upon that. If we do that, it's only going to pay dividends going forward. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
All right, just a reminder for questions. We have mics, so raise your hand if you have a question. We'll get to you in here. Pat, you want to kick us off, please?
Ryan, with your contract extension, what is the benefit of it lining up potentially with the contract length of whomever you hire as your next coach?
You know, I think, you know, when I look at our organization, stability is a word that comes to mind. And, Patrick, that starts with our ownership. And I think that was important to ensure that that occurred.
Ryan, so what are you looking for in the next head coach? Does it have to be someone with an offensive background? And can you confirm who have you requested permission to speak to already?
Jeff, I don't want to paint ourselves in a corner. We're looking for the best coach, best character, best leadership. So I don't want to paint ourselves into offense or defense. It's going to be a broad, thorough search. And I can tell you we have not officially sent any request in.
Moon on the right.
What, in your sense, how would you summarize what didn't work with John's time here?
You know, Moon, I think, you know, first of all, this wasn't a rushed decision. You know, I understand this is a critical decision that's going to dictate our future success. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's results on the field. And we just feel that we needed a new, fresh voice to get us on the right track.
Ryan, could you explain what was the genesis behind your contract extension, and how did those conversations go over the past week or so, and did you ever fear for your own job throughout those process?
You know, David, this is never about me. This is about what's best for our organization, and every decision I make is with that in mind. I feel very fortunate and honored to have this opportunity, and now I just need to maximize it.
Ryan, John gets painted a lot with everyone knows his 14-34 record. Where does that, I guess, your responsibility of 14 wins in three seasons lie?
You know, I think, you know, I need to point the finger at myself as well. You know, our record is a reflection on me as well. But I feel good about where we're at right now. I feel much better about where we're at right now than this time last year. And that starts with the quarterback position. You know, we have a 23-year-old quarterback that we feel very good about, that we need to build around. We need to build upon that core, and fortunately, we have the resources to do that.
Ryan, obviously very different circumstances from the last time you led a coaching search in 2015. How do you envision this being different than 3 years ago? And also, how much involvement, if any, will Mitch have as you go through the process?
Yeah, good question. I think, you know, I just have a very good understanding of our roster right now, the inner workings of our team. I feel extremely prepared right now. it'll be a collaborative effort with George, Ted, myself, with me spearheading that effort and me ultimately making the final decision on this.
Ryan, given the way the second half of the season played out, did you consider making a move at any point before the end of the regular season and maybe giving Vic Fangio a look? And if not, why not?
You know, no, we didn't. Our guys are playing hard, competing, and that is a credit to Coach Fox and what he's instilled here. So that was never in consideration.
And the status of the rest of the staff, have they been told, have you let any of them go?
No, we have not moved. They're under contract. I met with them this morning. They're finishing their end-of-season evaluations as we speak.
Adam on the left.
Is Vic Fangio a candidate for the head coaching position?
You know, Adam, we're not going to get into who's candidates and who's not right now. I have a lot of respect for Vic. He did a great job with our defense really over the last 3 years. But we're not going to get into specifically who's on or off that list right now.
How do you guys account for all the injuries? A year ago, you wanted to take a close look at it, maybe make some changes. You got nailed again with a lot of injuries this season.
Yeah, I think, Brad, you know, it's something, you know, it's occurred for 3 consecutive years. And it's something we've looked at closely. And we did a lot to address it last year, whether it was schedule changes or tracking data. There was a lot of adjustments and tweaks. But, Brad, obviously it wasn't enough. And with parity in our league right now, these injuries play a big factor, you know, in our results. It's something we have to get on top of. That's my job. That's my responsibility. I think there's going to be continued deep studies, and to why are these teams the healthiest in the league? Why are some teams not healthy in the league? And are there some commonalities? But we have to get that fixed because it's affecting our results.
Yeah. Ryan, why did it not work with Mike Glennon?
You know, I think, you know, first of all, with the quarterback position, I have no regrets in us being aggressive and attacking that position. It's that important. And obviously we all felt confident in Mike. And sometimes in our business, you know, things don't work out. And there's a lot of different factors involved. But fortunately for us, in being aggressive in that position, you know, in essence, we took 2 swings. And I think part of it was not just Mike, but the progress of Mitch and how well he played. And once, you know, at the same time, we felt he was ready to take on the challenge, and he did, and I think he'll benefit from that.
Ryan, you talk about a fresh voice for, you know, to get your team back on track. Are you able to be more specific about the criteria here and the type of messaging you want from the voice, the type of qualities or you know, characteristics here?
Yeah, I think we're going to get into that as we go through this interview process, which will be thorough and extensive. I don't want to get into the exact details. It's a competitive market this year, as you know. But you can bet that we have a criteria in mind, and that's very detailed, and I'll feel very confident when we hit that.
Ryan, what did you like most about how Mitch developed this year?
You know, it was we progressively added things to him as the season progressed. I think he incrementally got better. You guys saw him. It's a big jump from college football, you know, and what you saw in training camp, and we talk about starts with just, you know, breaking an NFL huddle, taking snaps under center, changing things at the line of scrimmage, understanding NFL defenses, blitz packages, coverages. And he just got better every step of the way. And, you know, one trait that he has is he rarely repeats the same mistake twice. And I think, you know, starting with, you know, he doesn't turn the ball over. And that's an attractive trait. I just think with his work ethic, his professionalism, the intangibles that he has, very confident that he's only going to improve, especially going into the offseason as the guy.
Ryan, what lessons have you learned from the evaluations of Glennon and Wheaton and Cooper and some of the free agency guys in general that will help you avoid those situations in the future?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, free agency is high risk, and, you know, we understand it. And I think with free agency, you have to be very disciplined during that time period. And I think we have been in regards to how we've structured a lot of these contracts. And I think that's helped. But I think as we continue to build more through the draft, we can continue to be a little more selective in free agency. And, you know, there's been some hits, you know, we talked about Trevathan and Hicks, and there's been some misses too, and that's on me. And we need to get better in that area, and we will get better in that area. But primarily, our goal, as you know, is always going to be built through the draft and develop those players.
Ryan, you have a lot of young talent on this roster. How important is it for you to get a coach that has previous head coaching experience?
You know, I don't think that's going to be a critical factor. I think you can see successful coaches all around the league come from different backgrounds. So I wouldn't paint ourselves into that either. It's just, I think, good coaches have a way of developing, young players, and that needs to continue. They have a way of maximizing players' strengths and kind of minimizing their weaknesses, and that's what we'll be looking for.
And as a follow-up, have input in terms of the hire?
That's something we're discussing. I know a lot of teams have done that in the past. That's definitely something we're going to look into.
Earlier this season, there was the announcement of the Hal's Hall expansion plan.
Mm-hmm.
How do you envision this helping you be more competitive, and overall, what excites you most about that renovation?
Yeah, I think, we have a lot of attractive things about our job, and I think it starts with a 23-year-old quarterback that we all feel good about. Our best players are young players. We have a very healthy cap. We're picking in the top 10 in the draft. We have 7 draft picks, and we also have a facility expansion that we're all very excited about. Will put us as one of the top facilities in the NFL. So those are all things that I feel good about. I know our whole organization and our whole team is excited about. So those are only going to help us going forward.
Back left, Dion.
Ryan, you've been very positive about Mitch's development this season. How concerned are you that this change might interrupt that path? And how conscious do you want to be to make sure the next coach meets him where he's at to continue it?
Yeah, that's going to be important. And I think, a lot of the things that Mitch or that any quarterback learns as a rookie is just – again, just life in the NFL. It's NFL defenses. It's the pace of the game. It's the routine of being an NFL quarterback, and I think he's embraced that. As far as changing terminology and those things, Mitch is a highly intelligent player with a very strong work ethic. So I'm confident that he'll adapt quickly to a new situation.
Ryan, are you considering any changes, front office, scouting department, or is it restricted to the coaches at this point?
I think right now the focus is just on the head coach search. I think every year I'll have my responsibility is to evaluate all the football operations across the board, and there'll be a little bit more time for that. Right now the focus is on the head coach.
Ryan, I just want to be clear here. Is the final decision on a head coach yours?
Yes. It's a collaborative effort with Ted, George, myself. And, I look at our relationship and communication as an asset during these times. But the final decision is mine. But I see a lot of parallels to our draft. Of course, in the draft, the final decision is mine. But I welcome a collaborative effort, and it's worked out for me in the past, but the final decision is mine.
Right. If one of the head coaching candidates wants control of the 53-man roster, how will that discussion go?
David, philosophically, again, I've used this word a lot, collaborative. That's how we're always going to operate. But control over the final 53 will fall on my shoulders.
Ryan, back to Vic. Can you kind of address how he's helped develop this defense the last few years? And regardless of head coaching or whatever, would you like to retain him as your defensive coordinator if that's possible?
I got nothing but positive things to say about Vic Fangio and what he's done with the defense. But I also think John Fox gets credit for that as well. We were finished, I think, 10th in total defense this year with some injuries at some key positions, and he gets credit for that. And we've had a lot of turnover and change on defense over the last 3 years. So I think the world of Vic, as far as opportunities, again, we're not going to get into the detailed names. We're going to stay away from that right now.
Ryan, when was it clear to you that you needed to make a coaching change? And was there a discussion with John that was had at any point before this morning?
I think, Pat, my responsibility is, ongoing evaluation of our entire football operations. That falls on my shoulders. So that's occurring throughout the year. But I can say a final decision on Coach Fox wasn't made until late last night.
Ryan, Ted talked about your vision of sustained success. I think what a lot of Bears fans want to see is like actual success next season. Mm-hmm. Do you foresee this offseason as being the next step to possibly a winning season in 2018?
I think we've had significant roster turnover in an effort to get better talent, younger, better character, and that's occurred. I think we have to be careful. There's no Band-Aid approach, and I think you see some organizations take that approach and you dig yourself into a deeper hole, and we haven't done that. We need to stack draft classes. But I'm excited about this offseason. I'm excited what we can do with our resources. I'm excited with the young foundation that we have laid for success.
I know you said you didn't want to get into specific names of candidates. Can you give a ballpark on the number of guys you want to meet with? And would it be difficult to wait to hire a guy whose team played in the Super Bowl, knowing the challenges that come with putting together a staff in?
There's all kinds of factors involved with that. And I think, you know, we've seen examples in recent years where teams have had to wait. I think a significant question when we're interviewing candidates is what's your staff going to look like, especially when you're talking to younger coaches. But, you know, we have a process laid out. I feel like we have a very good plan in place, Brad. It's just a matter of executing that going forward in a pretty competitive market.
Yeah, ballpark on the number of guys.
I don't want to get into that right now.
Ryan, why do you believe there's a foundation without the results to show for it?
I think, you know, it's more just kind of what we see every day. And I hope our fans can see that too. When we talk about guys like Mitch Trubisky, Tariq Cohen, Eddie Jackson, we can kind of go through the list, Eddie Goldman. I think we have a young core coming up that's developing, and we just need to continue to add to that. You know, there's some key positions that are going to take priority this offseason. And, again, I feel really good about the resources we have. Healthy cap, top 10 pick, 7 draft picks. We just need to attack it the right way.
Ryan, when Adam left for Miami, was the decision to promote Dowell a collaborative effort with you and John? And if so, or either way, was there any consideration of looking outside, or was it Dowell all along?
You know, I think, Hubby, ultimately the coaching coordinators, assistant coaches, that's the head coach's decision. But again, how we work around here and how John and I always worked was a very collaborative effort. So, of course, did we discuss that together? Yes, we did. But ultimately, those decisions are for the head coach.
Well, I know you don't want to give numbers or anything, but this is competitive market. There's a lot of teams out there that need head coaches. What is this next week or two going to look like for you, and how quickly does this have to happen?
Yeah, Jeff, it is. And I think that's why, a lot of work has gone into this. I've been very thorough. I think that's why we got to scale it down to some extent to be a little bit more targeted and aggressive. And I get that. And it's going to start. It started today, and as soon as I walk out of here, it's going to continue. And we're in a position, understanding that if we need to be aggressive, we will.
Ryan, do you think a sitting college head coach has the qualities that would work as an NFL head coach?
Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out, Pat. You know, I think. We're looking for the best candidate, and I don't want to rule anybody out.
Ryan, you mentioned Mitch's, you know, protecting the football and some of those things. What were some of the other specific things that you saw that told you he could be the franchise guy that you drafted?
You know, I think, you know, when a quarterback plays with instincts, you know, and you see him drop back, and, you know, I think you have a tendency, especially with a lot of younger quarterbacks, when there's a lot of information coming in, to stare down one target. You know, that's a common trait, for example. And you watch Mitch drop back and kind of instinctively process a lot of information quickly. He can do that. His pocket presence, he has that. And, again, he just got better day by day. And then you factor in the mobility, and there's a lot of things that we can do with that. But what I'm excited about, I think the physical traits, you know, we identified – and I wouldn't say any of the physical traits surprised me. What I think possibly even exceeded expectations was the work ethic and just his professionalism and how good of a teammate he is and how people just kind of rally around him. That's really good, because that's going to be key to his success at that position, and he definitely possesses all those traits.
Ryan, when you talk to these coordinators and position coaches who obviously have good resumes, that's why they're on the list, what are you looking for that tells you that they're going to be a good head coach? How difficult is that to tell when you haven't really done that kind of thing before?
Yeah, and I think, Mark, too, when you go into it, you know, these interviews, you got to keep in mind, you know, you only have so much time in an interview. That's why I think the research done beforehand is critical. You know, the references, talking to extensive references, that's critical to really find out about each one of these guys, what makes them tick. You know, it's not just because this is the way we've always done it. Thoroughly explain, you know, why you do it this way. Well, you know, philosophically, why do you have these beliefs? You know, what's your coaching tree? What's your background? All those things will be, you know, dived into pretty deep when we assess this.
Ryan, just back to Mitch. What did you see from him in terms of how he learned from adversity this year?
You know, I think one of the things with Mitch is, you know, he's very even-keeled. He doesn't get too high. He doesn't get too low. He's very calm. And I never felt like he was rattled or discouraged. To go through, inevitably, you know, rookie quarterbacks are going to go through some ups and downs, and I thought he handled that very well. And I just know that he's excited. He's already talking, you know, today about what he's going to do tomorrow as this offseason started. So he's ready to go. I'm excited about him being the guy going into this offseason, and guys kind of surrounding him and with him leading the charge.
Kind of feeding off the question about assistance and what you look for in a head coach, what gives you the confidence that you kind of know what to look for and you can find the right guy to lead the Bears?
I think, you know, the longer you're in this, like anybody, you get better at your job, you know, with more experience. And I think the more familiar you are with the inner workings of our building and our roster, you know, the more confident I am in that. So I would just say I feel very prepared and very optimistic about how we're going to attack this and knowing exactly what we're looking for.
Kind of going off that, how will this search be different than the search that resulted in John? That seemed to be a pretty quick process. Is the criteria different? How would you explain the differences in your search for this one?
You know, I think, again, I think our roster is a little different now, Adam, than it was 3 years ago. You know, so I think, you know, that there's different factors involved with where we are at as a team right now. And, you know, I think, you know, also, it, you know, I'm not here. I'm here with a core group of guys around me too. You know, it's like, you know, last time you're kind of walking this, you know, kind of solo a little bit. You know, I feel very comfortable in my shoes. I feel very confident, and I have a lot of good people and a lot of resources around me to help me attack this.
How would you assess the receiver position throughout the season?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, Rich, we didn't get the production we needed from that position, and there's multiple factors involved with that. You know, injuries being one. We need younger guys to step up, and we just need better, you know, from that position. And we're going to need to attack a lot of positions this offseason, but it would be accurate to say that that's one of them. And, again, I'm excited because we have the resources to do so in free agency or the draft.
Ryan, did you feel getting your contract extension was important to fully empower you to be as competitive as possible in getting in recruiting the best head coaching candidates?
You know, Hub, I never feel like, you know, it's about me. It's about what's best for the Bears. And if that allows us, you know, to go get the coach that we want, go aggressively get the coach that we want, then that's what I'm for, you know. And I think so it does show stability within our organization. And so I just feel very blessed for the opportunity, very honored. And now I have to take advantage of it.
How long do you figure Leonard Floyd is in rehab after his surgery? We saw him today. We talked to him. He's got a big old brace on.
He's progressing very well. We, by no means, Brad, are we concerned about that, his recovery. He's, you know, he's been here almost every day, and I feel very positive on the track that he's on.
Right. Just curious, you said you have not officially requested permission to interview any coaches yet. Why not?
I think today was more about, David, we're ready. We're in a position to aggressively attack this. But today was all about, you know, treating this with the respect that it needed to be treated with. And I think, you know, these relationships are very personal. They're very deep. And so I just wanted to make sure we handled today properly. And that started with John and I this morning.
Right, you mentioned Trubisky and Cone and Goldman. What about, are there players on the roster that where you see room for growth where the more cynical do not?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think there's things that we might see behind the scenes that are coming on that everybody else might not see, you know. And I mean, I can point to examples like, you know, I think guys like Bullard and Roy Robertson Harris and Kwiatkowski, and those guys are making strides, you know. And I think the silver lining with these injuries is some of those guys just getting to play more, and I think that only helps that experience. And I think those guys have gotten better with that experience, and so those are some of the things I'm
talking about. You were high on him as being a producer this year when you mm-hmm. drafted him. Didn't seem like it quite worked out as far as production in the passing.
Yeah, you know, I was just talking to Adam today, and he was just at the point where he was taken off, you know, and the Cincinnati game was a productive game. You could just feel his comfort level and confidence growing. His work ethic, his approach is all there. We remain very optimistic on him. He's going to fully recover, and we're excited, really excited about him going forward. I think the chemistry between him and Mitch will be important as we go forward. We talk about some of that with receivers and quarterback, tight ends and quarterbacks. I think that's already kind of existing, and that'll expand as we go through an entire offseason together.
Ryan, speaking of sustained success and also knowing the fans' frustration, how much time is needed? How many draft classes do you need for that sustained success to come to fruition?
You know, we're looking for success right now. You know, we need to win more games. That's going to define progress. We need to win close games. We were in a lot of close games this year. We need to find ways to close out those games, finish those games. So we're looking for success now. And I think, you know, we've had a handful of draft classes to build on. We have to continue to do that. Again, we're fortunate to be picking high in the draft. We're fortunate to have 7 draft picks. We're very fortunate to have healthy cap. We just need to capitalize.
Brent, you mentioned your preparation and your readiness to attack this coaching search. Who has been most influential in helping you get that preparation started, and who will be helping you along through the process as you go through it?
You know, it really starts with me, you know, just, you know, doing that research, establishing that list, doing those background checks. And again, I'm going to lean on George and Ted as we kind of go through this. But again, I have, you know, guys with me in the personnel department that I value too, that I can lean on now, that I trust, that have a lot of connections and kind of tentacles throughout the league that are going to help as we go through this.
Ryan, can you shed any light on the expectations for Kyle Long's recovery from neck surgery and the other surgeries?
Yeah, you know, he's dealing with a variety of injuries now. He's kind of, you know, knocking them out one by one. And I think he addressed that. But we're confident in the direction he's heading. You know, he's already had the neck surgery. And we don't really see any long-term effects from that.
He'll do the shoulder?
That's something that's being discussed, yeah.
Got time for a couple more? JJ?
What did Kyle Fuller show you this year?
You know, another player I met with this morning, very proud of Kyle Fuller, kind of, you know, he went through some adversity the last couple of years and how he responded this year. His ball production was outstanding, you know, a lot of PBUs. His preparation was outstanding. I think you can tell when a corner is prepared to play and, you know, he can anticipate routes and things of that nature. Just a very professional approach, very even-keeled approach. I think it started really with the way he attacked the offseason, he had a good season because of that.
So if you had to identify any one aspect of this whole process, I mean, it's a nod to continuity, your extension, you know, getting a new coach, what would that be? What is the reason to believe in the continuity going on here?
I think, you know, David, when you get this job, you know it's not going to be, you know, overnight. You know, we know there's no quick fix. You know, you have to build through the draft, and you have to see those players develop, and you have to have a philosophy and build upon that. And I feel very confident that we're doing that, primarily with our draft classes. And we just have to make sure we continue to do that. I feel very confident in our scouting staff and the guys around me to ensure that that's happening. Right now, it's the biggest decision, the most critical decision, is getting the right head coach. And then after that, it's going to be using our resources to attack our roster needs with him by my side, and we will.